talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Just know you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home. Settle down, it'll all be clear. Don't pay no mind to the demons, they fill you with fear.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. That was Home by Philip Phillips, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to our show producer, Christine Sinanen, for coming up with today's home theme song. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, the Charleston Fall Home Show, which takes place every August, and also the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which is coming up Saturday, April 27th on Daniel Island. Well, we've got a great show lined up for you. Today's radio show is coming to you from Universal Marble and Granite, and we'll be talking with Greg Hoffman with Universal Marble and Granite. Also, Elena and Dana Briggs with Armor Building Solutions, Tommy Welch with First Class Painting and Restoration, and finally, landscape architect J.R. Kramer with Remark Landscape Architecture. I also wanted to take a moment and congratulate our three local winners from our big prize giveaway from the Charleston Home and Design Show, which was took place about a month ago. We gave away three different $2,000 home improvement prize packages to three different lucky locals. And I'd like to congratulate Lorraine Prostka. She was the winner of the $2,000 custom glass shower enclosure package from Century Glass. She lives in Mount Pleasant. Also, Marisa Wright, and she was the winner of the $2,000 ultra lattice pergola package from Express Sunrooms, and she lives on Wadmalaw Island. And finally, Stephanie Harbrecht, she lives on James Island, and she was the winner of the $2,000 premium outdoor furniture package from Backyard Retreats. So congratulations to all three of our local winners. You know, we always have local winners at our home shows, and I think that's important to point out, because sometimes people get that idea that, you know, whether I enter a contest or not, that's about as good a chance as I have of winning. And we always have local winners. So we had about 3,000 to 4,000 people who attended the Charleston Home and Design Show about a month ago, and you know, out of those 3,000 people, three lucky locals were the winners, and so congratulations to them all. I also wanted to take a couple of moments and kind of tease you a little bit, give you a little bit of information about the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. First of all, tickets are not on sale yet, and they will be on sale soon, but we're finalizing all of the homes that will be on the tour. Right now we've got, I believe it's five custom-built homes that that have signed up to be part of this tour. And it's happening on Saturday, April 27th. And so please do mark your calendars and save that date. We're extending the hours this year. From last year, we did it from 1 to 4 p.m. And this year, we're doing it from 11 until 5 p.m. And so that'll give everyone a little extra time to visit all of the different custom-built homes on Daniel Island. And it's going to be a great tour. You know, if you are looking for inspiration, if you're looking for ideas, and especially if you're looking to hire a builder to build your dream home, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour is definitely a great place and some place that you a tour that you definitely want to take. And we, it's to benefit the East Cooper Habitat for Humanity. So special thanks to those folks. You know, anyone that is looking to build a new house or do some remodeling or just looking for ideas for the future, you definitely want to take advantage of the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour happening Saturday, April 27th, and more info will be coming your way soon. Have a great weekend. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Universal Marble and Granite, and they're located in North Charleston at 7265 Peppermill Parkway. And now we're talking with Greg Hoffman with Universal Marble and Granite. How are you, Greg?
Good. Good morning.
Good. Greg, take a moment and tell everyone about Universal Marble and Granite.
Universal Marble and Granite has been in North Charleston for 15 years. We're a very high-quality manufacturer of quartz, quartzite, granite, and marble products. We have been blessed in the last 3 years. We've won the Charleston Choice Award 3 times now as best stone fabricator in the Charleston area, so very pleased about that. What we do here, we have over 120 different products in stock. We ask customers to come in and we walk around and look at kitchen countertops, bathroom vanities, fireplace surrounds, etc. And we find a stone that they like, and then we go out and we template, fabricate, and install.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And when a customer visits Universal Marble and Granite, kind of take us, me and our listeners, on a virtual tour. What do you show them here at your showroom, and then in the back where all the fabricating takes place, and also outside in the yard?
So the first thing we'd like to understand when customers come in to visit us is what their application is. If they're doing a kitchen, you know, what your kitchen countertops are, what you envision there, what your cabinet colors are, what your tile preference would be, what your flooring is. That gives us an idea of how we can help match some of the stones to your needs. Also need to know, you know, what the customer's preferences are. Are you looking for a product that cannot stain, and or are you looking for the natural beauty of a quartzite or a marble or a granite? So there's a number of things that we go through in that area. We also have numerous sinks in stock. We just finished our sink room earlier this week. We have literally hundreds of sink options available at very competitive prices to our customers.
Very good. And what about the space in the back where Universal Marble and Granite does all the fabricating? You've got some specialized new equipment back there, right?
We do. About 7 months ago, we brought a new state-of-the-art touchscreen technology bridge saw in. It's even got a little remote that lets you sneak up on dimensions a 16th of an inch at a time, auto-rotating platen, etc. We find ourselves getting into a lot of these higher-end jobs with 45-degree mitered edges and waterfall edges, and this saw has just worked fabulously for that. Mm. In addition to the saw, we've hired two people in the recent 6 months that know how to operate that saw and go out and do the templates. So we've kind of not only upped the game in equipment, but also personnel to be able to meet our customer needs. Then we have a fabrication team that'll go in and put whatever edge customers would like on it. We find ourselves doing a lot of the straight edges and things like that. But we've done a number of large projects and projects on the water recently with a Cove du Pont, which is a absolutely beautiful kind of multifaceted edge, combination of a cove edge and a du Pont edge.
What's that look like? Can you describe it?
Yeah, it kind of comes from the top, and you have that internal cove to it, you know, mm-hmm. quarter inch cove, and then it drops down maybe another eighth inch, and then it rounds out and over. So kind of almost looks like a combination maybe of a cove edge and a OG edge. So it's very interesting, very time consuming for us, but boy, the team just does a fabulous job out there on these applications where we've used that.
And you mentioned a waterfall edge. Can you describe what that looks like?
Sure. So a waterfall edge, we recently did an island that was 10.5 by 64 inches. It was with a beautiful product with a white background and a gold bronze veining to it called Borghini Gold. And we 45 the top of both sides of that island, and then we matched all of the veining and brought that huge 64-inch piece down to the ground on both sides of it. So it allowed the customer to have an overhang of 14 inches and put bar stools under one side and just give a very dramatic effect of, you know, matching all these veins and bringing it down to the ground. Mm. We're finding ourselves doing a lot of waterfall edges now, and we're very good at it.
That sounds really interesting. And outside of Universal Marble and Granite, you've got a yard that's stocked with, look like about 100 slabs or so.
Yes, we've got over 120 different products in stock. So, you know, you can choose from numerous quartz options. Certainly the whites and the grays are still very prevalent. We have the whites and the golds, the whites and the beiges. Those are all big hitters right now also. We also have a number of, very interesting stones. We have numerous exotics here from Taj Mahal, titanium, Donatello, Avalanche, and many others. So we kind of run the gamut here of going from, a builder grade New Caledonia up to some very gorgeous exotics. We just did a kitchen on Monday of this week with a Italian Select Carrara marble that was absolutely beautiful. And a lot of customers are very concerned when they hear marble, and the whole crew here at Universal got trained and certified 7 months ago now for a StoneTech 25-year commercial sealer. So this allows us to go out in an opportunity of using some of these very hard marbles like a Shadow Storm or a true Italian Carrara Select, putting a multi-coat sealing process on it where they get a true 25-year stain warranty. Mm. So it's been very popular. We're probably applying that StoneTech sealer twice a week now for various applications.
And that marble, can that go into the kitchen then? Use it in the kitchen?
Yep.
Because a lot of people like the look of marble, but they worry about leaving a red wine glass on it and staining and that kind of thing.
They do. And that's why we thought it was important for us to get trained and certified to use this 25-year commercial sealer. We recently did an application in Fantasy Brown at the Charleston Yacht Club in their banquet room, and beautiful stone with whites and lighter grays and some light beiges in it, and they have about 65 or 70 weddings a year, and we applied a multi-coat process, 3 coats of the StoneTech sealer to that, and in that commercial application, they were given a 15-year stain resistance warranty.
Hmm. Marble is a fairly soft material. How does it hold up, under those kinds of conditions? Does that sealer make it any harder, like granite, or?
I'm not sure that it makes it harder, but what it does, it goes down and molecularly fills the pores of the stone, and you let it dry, and then you come back and you apply another coat, and it fills more of the pores, and then another finish coat on top of that. So you've really got they call it bulletproof is mm-hmm. the name of the product. So it really provides an outstanding finish.
Well, it's interesting because, I think one of the reasons in the rise of quartz countertops is because people like that marble look in the kitchen, but traditional marble is a soft material and it can stain. So It's great to have the option of actually buying marble and being able to use it in the kitchen with that protective surface.
Yeah, it is. And our customers have been very, very excited about that. Our number one seller continues to be Shadow Storm, which is a very, very hard marble. The whites and the grays. I carry about 9 different bundles and different configurations, polished and also honed, where you've taken that polished surface off. We put that Stone Tech on there, and they're given a 25-year stain resistance warranty.
Well, good deal. Well, tell everyone how they can get in touch with Universal Marble and Granite.
So you can give us a call at 843-767-7779 or go online at Universal, M as in Mary, granite.net. If you do, we're very proud to say that we're the only fabricator in the state of South Carolina that has 45-star Google reviews. And you can also come visit us at 7265 Peppermill Parkway in North Charleston.
And you said currently that you have about a week and a half lag time on providing people countertops.
Yeah, so we've beefed up the talent here in the last 6 months, and our lead time from an order to installation and sealing of your product is under a week and a half.
Very good. Well, we have been talking with Greg Hoffman with Universal Marble and Granite, and special thanks to Universal Marble and Granite for hosting today's radio show. Thanks, Greg.
Hey, thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Universal Marble and Granite, and they're located in North Charleston at 7265 Peppermill Parkway. And now we're talking with Elena and Dana Briggs with Armor Building Solutions. How are you folks doing?
Great, Tim.
Good.
Good to be here.
Take a moment and tell everyone about Armor Building Solutions.
So Armor Building Solutions has been around for over 20 years. My wife and I actually purchased the company in June of 2013. And when we purchased the company, its primary product was hurricane protection. And hurricane protection covering storm panels, galvanized panels, fabric panels, accordions, and roll downs. Mm-hmm. And since we took it over, we started a new line of products, decorative shutters, and screen rooms, screen enclosures, and we cover quite an area. We cover South Carolina and Georgia.
Hmm. Very good. We'll talk about the hurricane protection in a moment, but talk about the screen rooms and the screen enclosures.
Okay, we do a lot of work for residents and builders. A lot of builders require screen enclosures under existing roofs, so we actually work with the builders and install screen enclosures under existing roofs before a customer takes the property over.
What's the difference between a screen enclosure and just like a screen porch?
Well, a screen enclosure is going to have a roof. You could have a lanai, which is just a screen roof over a pool enclosure.
Would this be freestanding, or would it be attached to your house?
In most cases, they are attached to the house.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, no problem.
So the screen enclosures, that's something that can be added on, retrofitted onto your home, or it can be built as part of the house if your house is under construction?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, gotcha. Good deal. And that's important down here in the Charleston area because the gnats are bad and mosquitoes for sure throughout the year. I see a lot of building permits being issued for screen porches, so people definitely want that on their house. Well, let's talk about the hurricane protection products that Armor Building Solutions provides, because I was just mentioning to you that for the first time that I've noticed at our home show a few weekends ago, people were coming in shopping specifically for hurricane protection for their home. And that has not been the case. Most people have hoped that there wouldn't be a storm. It's been sort of an out of sight, out of mind kind of thing. But people are being very proactive. They're taking steps to right now, we're not even close to hurricane season, but they're taking steps right now to prepare their home for hurricane season.
Yes, absolutely. After Matthew and Irma and a few close calls, there's quite attention. You know, the customers, residents are taking are quite attention to detail, and it's, you know, it's unfortunate. Like in our area, storm protection's only required really within a mile of the coast, but as you've seen in Matthew and Irma, and even the hurricanes that have gone up and hit North Carolina, they're inland further, so they're actually causing devastation in further than just a mile off the coast. Mm-hmm. You know, storm protection, in most cases, the building code only requires OSB. I don't know if that's going to change in the future. We're hoping that it does, because OSB really doesn't stand up to protect the home the way it's supposed to and meeting the engineering specifications. There's other storm protection available, and a lot of people are unaware of it, but you have fabric, you have the galvanized and aluminum panels, you have accordions, and you have roll downs. And then you can also get rated colonials. So instead of actually putting something up on your house, you can have something up on your house all the time that's made for storms, and all you do is close and put storm bars on it, and you're good to go. Mm-hmm. So it's nice that we have an opportunity to be able to tell people about the different options, and we can make ourselves available, or people can actually go to our website, armorbuildingsolutions.com, and we would be more than happy to, you know, go out and show a customer the options that we have available.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when you refer to the rated colonials, you're talking about colonial shutters. So that's the style of the shutters on the outside of your house. And, you know, not all colonial shutters are hurricane rated, correct?
That's correct.
Some of them are just decorative.
Yes.
But you can have nice, decorative, beautiful-looking shutters on your house, which are also operable, and they can close and protect your house if a hurricane should come.
That's absolutely correct, yeah. Unfortunately, there are people out there that use the decorative shutters as storm protection, but, you know, if a tree or a limb is flying at 130 miles an hour, it's not going to protect it. And, you know, the likelihood of having problems with your house or, you know, your roof blowing off your house is a lot stronger.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned OSB, and that's also people also think of plywood as far as putting that that up on your house in addition to OSB, and it's sort of if you're building a house, it's required by code. You have to have some sort of hurricane protection, and sometimes unless it's specified in advance, the builder, just to check that box to get your CO, they'll pre-cut some plywood or OSB and label it, leave it in the garage for the city inspector to look at and approve, and then you're on your way. But when it comes to, you know, 3-4 days before a storm, we've had storms the last 3 years. Everybody can think back to last fall, when, you know, when you're glued to your TV watching the Weather Channel, and you can see that big cone of uncertainty, and it's coming closer and closer. You're wondering if it's going to go north of Charleston or south of Charleston, and you start thinking about, well, we've got that plywood or that OSB in the garage. Somebody's got to put it up in your house, and that is the most difficult hurricane protection product out there, right?
Yeah, absolutely, and especially in the middle of a panic. Mm-hmm. You know, people are thinking, how am I going to do it? Do I have the right tools? Do I have the right materials? I mean, I would suggest that everyone, if they have hurricane protection, that they take the time and verse themselves on how to deploy it properly and making sure that they have the tools and equipment to deploy it properly. There's a lot of people with the mindset that, oh, I'm not going to install it on the second story because, you know, I'm not going to climb a ladder. Maybe I can't, you know, handle the weight of the OSB. And I get it. I understand.
Oh, the wind's already blowing, too.
Absolutely. And people are running out of time. And, you know, the next step is the, you know, declaration of the national emergency or
mandatory evacuation.
Absolutely. I get it. But unless you deploy all of your protection on every piece of glazing, you're going to have a problem. You got to protect your whole household. And OSB, you know, as far as I'm concerned, is really not the answer. I understand that, you know, it's sold, yes, to get CO. It's sold to be able to get the closing. But in most cases, homeowners just throw it out. They just put it in the garbage, and then when a storm comes in, they're in panic mode. I understand that.
Right. Very, very common problem for you is people will call Armor Building Solutions a few days before that storm and ask, can I get shutters put on my house? And it's impossible, right?
Yeah, we do everything we can to satisfy customers, even if they're customers of other storm installation companies, which is the case. We'll do everything that we can, whatever materials we have, and you know we'll expend everything that we have to make sure people feel safe to the point where, you know, we send people to Charleston to help people actually put up their storm protection. We don't like doing that. We hope that homeowners are more progressive and that they take the time to really understand what their storm protection will do to, you know, protect their most valuable asset, their home.
Mm-hmm. What do you say to people who say, well, that's why I pay for insurance. If the house gets blown away, I've got insurance to pay for it.
Well, the problem is unless you deploy your storm protection properly, there's a good likelihood your insurance will not cover it. The requirement for hurricane protection is to cover every piece of glazing on your house. And the point of hurricane protection is to make sure that the pressure on the outside of the building, when the storm comes through, doesn't go into the inside of the building, right? Smash through the glazing and blow the roof off your house, making your whole house implode or explode.
Mm-hmm.
So insurance companies look at this, you know, as, you know, it's a requirement. That's why you have to put hurricane protection up within a mile of the coast.
This is a comment to our listeners. If you do not have a hurricane protection system at home, your house is not up to code. And that's just the reality of it. That's code today requires every home to have hurricane protection. They're not going to come visit your house and knock on your door and ask if you have it. That's up to you. But your house is not protected if you don't. And you know, besides the fact that you are going to be out of pocket, in some cases tens of thousands of dollars before you meet your deductible, and then you'll be paying a lot more in insurance. It would be a lot easier, it'd be a lot less hassle if you just bought yourself a hurricane protection system and used it when you have to. Let's talk about some of the different systems. So what would be the easiest? Sometimes the easiest also is the most expensive too, right?
That is correct. The easiest would be a roll down. You know, they can be manually operated, or they can be remotely operated, or they can be switch operated. They're great pieces of equipment. They're not obtrusive really when they're installed on the outside of a home. They're very durable. They're made out of aluminum.
You just either push a button or turn a key, or that you can crank the roll downs.
You can crank it. You can pull it down by hand. You can have a key switch.
Some are even hooked up to anemometers, right? So if the wind speed reaches a certain level, they'll close
that's
automatically.
Correct. Yep, that's correct.
All right, so that's the easiest, the roll downs. What would be the second
the
easiest?
The next easiest would be an accordion, and they're. It's just
What do they look like?
Well, they look like accordions. You know, they're like slats that go in opposite directions and
vertically.
Vertically, and depending on how the window's situated, you might have a stack of 50-50. So that means 50% of the material is on the left side and the right side, and it's actually banded backs. And when it comes to time to deploy it, you undo the bands, you pull them together, and you lock them over the window.
Mm-hmm.
And they can be locked on the inside or outside of the window,
mm-hmm.
which is important too for, you know, a way of escape,
right,
or second story.
What would be another option that Armor Building Solutions provides?
The next solution, which is becoming very popular, is fabric. Fabric is light. It's easier to deploy. It's easier to store. It doesn't take up the space that like aluminum or galvanized panels might take up, but It's very durable. We're finding that more and more residents and more builders are actually using this option.
You do have to have the
permanent fasteners in the house.
The fasteners attached to your house.
That's correct. But there's different ways to actually attach it. We use a product called F-Track, and we also have a channel that's relatively new that before the house is actually sited, when we're working with builders, we install this channel so you actually can't see it. It's quite unique, and it's very aesthetically pleasing.
Mm-hmm. And then do we get into the aluminum and the corrugated steel?
Yes, then we get into the galvanized steel and the aluminum panels, and depending on what the span is, and the span is, you know, the distance where one end of the panel has to go to reach the other side. Galvanized panels can go to 108 inches. Aluminum panels can go 144 inches.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, what we find is that even with a lot of architects, they don't understand how storm protection has to be mounted or installed onto a home. And it creates issues for both the homeowner and the installers.
Mm-hmm. And have we pretty much covered all of the different hurricane protection products?
Absolutely.
Okay. And let's just the fabric shield. What would a typical, you know, 2,500, 3,000 square foot house, what would that typically run, just ballpark?
Probably around between probably $4,000 and $5,000.
Wow. You know, when you really think about it, I mean, it's $4,000 or $5,000, but it's $4,000 or $5,000 that is going to protect your entire home.
Absolutely.
And you know, you were mentioning before, Dana, about what happens during a hurricane. You know, when the eye is passing over, there's that pressure differential. And if you do not have your windows protected, if you don't have the fabric shield or the storm panels or the roll downs or the accordion shutters on your house, your neighbor wasn't responsible. They bugged out. They left their grill outside, and the winds are picking up. They're so strong, the grill gets picked up, and it's flying through the air.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it smashes into your window, and now talk about what happens then to your house once there's a penetration in the envelope.
Well, the interesting thing is it doesn't take a big item. It could be a small item too. But as soon as it penetrates that glass, right, that pressure goes from the outside to the inside.
Then you're talking about the pressure, that the meteorological pressure.
Right, the pressure that's created by the hurricane, the passing of the hurricane. When you have it creates a vacuum at first, but if something actually penetrates your house, you got this positive pressure that's on the outside of your, you know, the envelope of your house, and as soon as something penetrates that pressure goes, I mean, it's going in fast, and what it does is it'll go to the weakest point, and it will make it explode. It'll make it come apart. That's why when homes are built down here, they have the hurricane anchor system from the rafters all the way down to the concrete.
Mm-hmm. But that's fairly new construction. If your house wasn't built in the last 10 or 15 years, you may not have the strapping going from the top of your house all the way down to the foundation.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, any homeowner could have an inspector go or hire a home inspector and have them go through their house, you know, check out the window, check out the glazing, check out the anchoring system. And there are contractors that will go out there and improve it. And when it comes to storm protection, of course, we're available. But
so the whatever that piece of debris is that smashes into your home's window, now you've got that the wind is it's sort of an upward lift. Now the wind is going into your house. You might even be in your house at this very moment, and the wind is sort of lifting. It wants to lift the roof right off of the
lifting,
house.
Pushing, you know, that pressure. Yeah.
So you lose part of your roof.
If you lose a part of it, you're going to lose the whole thing.
Right. And this could all be prevented as long as you protect your windows, the openings, the glazing, as you mentioned before.
Absolutely.
It can all be prevented, and you can maybe be one of those homeowners that has a level of confidence. Maybe you know, who likes to evacuate? Who likes to spend 10, 12 hours in traffic on I-26 and the expense that goes along with trying to find a hotel out of town or whatever? if you have the right hurricane protection system on your house, that gives you the option to stay if you choose to, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, how can folks get more information? And I highly recommend our listeners reach out to Armor Building Solutions and get a plan. Get them out there to figure out what the best plan is for you. Everybody's different, right? I mean, some people feel like they can handle those storm panels, and some people would just like to close the shutters, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I think people like to have a level of confidence in the product they have. Mm-hmm. They like to have value in the product that they're purchasing, and they want to have quality. And that's something that Armor Building Solutions strives for, is to make sure that when we walk away, the customer is satisfied with the installation and they're confident in the product that they have. And we stand behind our products. We've been through two big storms, Matthew and Irma, and we walked through the school of hard knocks, but out of it, we've generated some great relationships with our customers.
Mm-hmm. Well, how can folks get in touch with Armor Building Solutions?
So Armor Building Solutions, you can get a hold of us at 843-717-1746, or you can go to our website and take a look at the products. And again, we'd be more than happy to come out and talk to you. Our website is armorbuildingsolutions.com or armorstormprotection.com. And again, we're here for you.
And Armor is A-R-M-O-R.
M-O-R, correct.
Just like the armor to protect you.
Yes.
Very good. Well, we have been talking with Elena and Dana Briggs with Armor Building Solutions. Thanks, folks.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with Tommy Welch with First Class Painting and Restoration. How are you doing, Tommy?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you guys?
Good. Tommy, take a moment and tell everybody about First Class Painting and Restoration.
Sure. First Class Painting and Restoration has been in existence since 2003, so we're approaching the fun-filled 16-year mark, which is hard to believe.
Nice. Congratulations.
Well, thank you, sir. It has definitely been a journey and ups and downs and goods and bads and all of the above that comes with business ownership, that's for sure. But all in all, here in the Lowcountry, it has truly been great and taken care of our family for a very long time now.
Mm-hmm. Now, people may know that name, First Class Painting and Restoration, because you folks have been involved with a couple of different national reality TV shows, right?
That is correct. We have been fortunate to actually do quite a few of them, including Restaurant Impossible. We've done some stuff for the Food Network. We have been on DIY for a whole summer, which was awesome, on a St. George project. And to make a long story short, it's definitely been a fun journey being mm-hmm. on TV while you're painting and doing all that fun-filled stuff.
That was one of my favorite shows. I don't think it's on anymore, Restaurant Impossible. But, they're throwing just a ton of people at a project to get it done in such a quick fashion. What's your opinion on that?
It's, believe it or not, it's as crazy as you think it is. I mean, it really, especially in what we do, because painting, obviously, everybody's hands are going to touch it, your feet are walking through it, the whole nine yards. So it's definitely got its challenges, more so than none. But it definitely keeps you on your toes and makes all of our guys and gals sometimes pull their hair out. But at the end of the day, it's kind of cool to know that we did it.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure I would recommend that someone try to pull off a remodel in 24 hours or less.
No, I think you're spot on. One of the biggest pain points of anything in trade is process, right? Like, you get with any good builder and you talk to their trades. If you have a builder that doesn't know the process, they will not keep their trades very long, just because everything that we do has to be linear. And if it's not linear, and what I mean by that is A to B, B to C, everybody's got to have their jobs completed, especially for the guys like us that come in, that are going to be finishing. There's no way to finish a piece of trim that hasn't been installed yet. So you're exactly right. It is definitely very, very important, and you absolutely could not do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about the major trade that First Class Painting and Restoration is known for, and that is painting, interior and exterior.
That is absolutely correct. Whether you have a poodle, a three-story mansion, or a condo or an apartment, or your property manager, or a restaurant, or a church, whatever it may be, painting by far is our forte, what we're known for. And whether that be interior, exterior, cabinets, anything that you can think of, we have painted it somehow, some way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and before we started the interview, you mentioned that if you ask a group of people, who here can paint? 90% of them will raise their hand and say yes. But
there is an art and a science to painting correctly, right?
Oh, you're absolutely right. It's definitely one of the biggest challenges that we face is the fact that, you know, we do something for a living that every single person in the world can do somehow, some way. And yet, at the end of the day, very few people can do it well, that's for sure. So painting is definitely by far an artisan trade. And the difference between a good paint job and a bad paint job is night and day. I mean, it really is. So yes, sir, you're absolutely right. There is definitely a method to the madness.
What do you consider to be a good painting contractor? What do they have to do?
I think obviously it starts with the basics, is legitimately bona fide doing what they say they're going to do. It sounds so simple, but in the day and age that we're in right now, it's hard to find folks that'll do that. If they tell you they're going to be there at 8, you know what I mean, or 8:30, and they actually show up at 8 or 8:30, that's an oddity. It sounds so crazy, but it's so true. If they tell you they're going to paint two coats, it sounds odd, but very rarely do you have, you know, somebody that's going to do two coats if they tell you two coats. So I would never, you know, name drop any of the companies that we, you know, we have out there, but I will just definitely say if you're going to hire a contractor, whether that's a painting contractor or a landscaper, you really want to make sure that you kind of do your background, ask around a little bit, and I got to tell you, the vendors will help you out tremendously with that. So you call a Sherwin or you call a Ben Moore, you know, these guys and gals deal with painting contractors every single day, and they will tell you the good ones and the bad ones. Mm-hmm. And the reputation in Charleston, as you know, we're a growing, you know, organization, I would say, that is definitely known for backing up on their word for a very long time. But Charleston's growing, right? Mm-hmm. So we've got new people that come in every single day, which is awesome. But at the same time, a lot of these guys and gals that are coming here, matter of fact, most of them, they have no clue who's a good guy, who's a bad guy. So they're really going to rely on, you know, the word of mouth and the vendors that know who they're good and who the bad are.
Mm-hmm. You know, first class painting and restoration, you folks work with different builders and all day long. But your specialty is really working directly with a homeowner who has a project.
That's correct. We definitely have a niche to where we have a couple team members that are exclusively, you know, that deal with some of our builders that we have here locally. But we've always, our bread and butter has been, you know, legitimately bona fide working for Martha and Martha's Neighbor. That for whatever it may be, we've just always been a very close-knit, we're a family-ran organization. Everybody that's here somehow or another is related or wish they were related. So we've definitely grown accustomed to dealing with mom and dad and making sure mom and dad are happy, and then we go to their granddad. I mean, that's just what has been, you know, what's made the name of First Class Painting and Restoration.
And when someone calls First Class Painting and Restoration, when you're invited out to their home, they're either going to talk with you, the owner, or they're going to talk with
Ronnie's my mom.
Ronnie's your mom.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, you're gonna. When it's funny, when you call the office, you actually deal with my sister. Jessica answers the phone every single day from 9 to 9, basically, and she's either gonna put you in contact with Ronnie, who's my mother. If you're wanting to get a bathroom update or a kitchen update, she's gonna put you in contact with my wife, who's our in-staff, you know, designer. Her name is Melinda, and she actually does all of our color consultations and whatnot. So we have our own in-house color consult, which is great, or you're going to deal with me. Mm-hmm. So one of the three that you're going to have come to your door somehow, some way, or related, or have ownership in the business.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of, I've always heard, never skimp on paint, never buy cheap paint. What do you say to that?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think something's only going to be as good as the quality of what you're willing to put on it. And I mean, you can definitely get a good quality paint nowadays for, you know, every vendor has them. We're not sold out to any particular vendor, but there are definitely good ones and there are definitely bad ones. But you're absolutely right. You know, if you're gonna spend the money to hire a painting contractor to paint your home or your house or your church or your business, you got to make sure that you're actually going to put a quality product on there.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of paint do you use? Does First Class Painting and Restoration typically use?
So the majority of the brands that we use are Sherwin-Williams right now and Benjamin Moore. I would say realistically with the outside paints, where we lean towards Sherwin. I think Sherwin's got a really good product line that helps kind of battle the weather. As you know, in the low country, we've got a lot of salt in the air and we've got water and we've got rain every other day. And we've got just a lot of different, you know, weather climates that we're battling. So it's very important that you guys get a really good quality paint that it can uphold that and be washed and maintained, so you don't have to repaint every 3 years. That's for sure.
That's true. What happens when you run into an issue where it's not just a paint job? There needs some carpentry. There's some, maybe there's a leak that needs to be corrected or something like that?
So the majority of our team that we have on our staff can handle, you know, the ins and outs of miscellaneous repairs and updating that needs to be done. If there's something that we can't, so for instance, mechanicals or something that you've got that comes across that you need to have done, we've got enough relationships where we can at least hand you a card or give you a name of who we would recommend on stuff that we've used around in the past. Because again, we've been here for 16 years, so we know good plumbers, we know good HVAC guys. But all in all, the majority of what we come across when we're working, whether it's wood trim or drywall repairs or, you know, what have you, we can take care of that kind of stuff easily.
And we're almost out of time, but I wanted to ask you, what kinds of color trends are you seeing people asking for?
So the answer to that, of course, is always going to be the coastal charts that we have. So the historic colors of Charleston is always a go-to for us. You really can't go wrong with any of those colors on there. But as far as a trend that I would see, we're still really, really big in the grays and the whites right now. That's a really big deal that we see right now. The majority of our homes are either going to go with a Revere pewter or, you know, I've done a lot of white on white as of recently as well, which is kind of odd, but I mean, even wall, ceilings, trim, the whole nine yards, going white on white. And then what they do is they utilize their accents of their, you know, their furnishings to kind of pop the color. So the whites and grays, I would say, are what's really trending right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My go-to color for interior is clapboard. Are you familiar with clapboard?
I am very familiar. Very, very, very familiar with
that
color.
Sherwin-Williams historic colors.
Yeah, it's just, like I said, if you stick to those for whatever the reason may be in the coast area that we've got, you're going to be okay. I mean, you really are. But it's odd, you know, like the reds and the yellows and stuff for years. I mean, we haven't painted red or yellow in probably 5 years now, 6 years. It's just crazy how, you know, colors trend. They really do.
Right, right. Well, how can folks get more information about First Class Painting and Restoration?
Great question. So you can call us directly. Area code, it's going to be very easy. 1-800-PAINTING. You call 1-800-PAINTING when you're here, and it's going to go to our office. If that does not work for whatever the reason may be, our local number is 843-324-6006. And then, of course, on the old interweb, it's firstclasscharleston.com, and that is with the number 1, so the numerical 1, stclasscharleston.com.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Tommy Welch with First Class Painting and Restoration. Thank you, Tommy.
Thank you, guys.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with landscape architect J.R. Kramer with Remark Landscape Architecture. How you doing, J.R.?
Doing great, Tim. Thanks for having me.
Sure. J.R., take a moment and tell everybody about Remark Landscape Architecture.
Yeah, we're a landscape architecture firm in downtown Charleston. We are in our 11th year in business. We have a staff of 5 designers, plus my wife and myself, who are the principals of the firm. And we do a lot of work in residential, commercial, urban design, and master planning, and just love what we do.
Very good, very good. Who needs a landscape architect?
If you ask me, I think anybody building our house or has a house or thinking about the outdoor needs a landscape architect, if you ask me. I really think that what we do as landscape architects really benefits people, and it's a great investment for your home and your outdoor living spaces.
You know, the average person might say that they have a green thumb and you know, they like to go to Lowe's and get some plants and put them around the yard and things like that. So some people may think that this is kind of a do-it-yourself thing when it comes to improving the outdoors of your home. But what is it that a landscape architect would be suggesting and pointing out to a homeowner?
Yeah, because I mean, there's a lot. I see people all the time when I go to Lowe's and stuff, just buying plants. And sometimes I will talk to people online, but the thing that they're missing is even having a structured plan of just thinking about how they're going to live on the outside. People just sometimes don't think about that, and they sort of just go buy things. But they're missing. They don't think about the sun or the hydrology or how they're really going to use this space or how big a 6-top table really is. And so,
the mistake I've made in the past is I plant trees too close to the home.
Yes, I really try to avoid planting any tree within 15 feet of a home. Mm-hmm. I know it's harder on some of these small lots, but I really. That, to me, that's like a good rule of thumb.
But when it's so small, it's, you know, it just it fits that space so well, but then you don't realize that tree's going to grow up.
Yeah, I laugh and I see people buying the Mexican fan palms at Lowe's in the spring. You know, they're 5 feet tall and they're $90, and then they don't realize they grow 3 feet a year.
Mm-hmm. That's a common mistake that people make. And JR, you when I asked you what you wanted to talk to about today, you mentioned, let's talk about some of the most common mistakes that people make when they start an outdoor project.
Yeah, so I have, actually we just finished a presentation on this, so the three mistakes that I have are hiring the cheapest designer and contractor. Mm. And then the second one I have is believing all one needs is a basic design and minimum required plans. Mm-hmm. And then the third was underestimating the cost of the landscape installation execution.
Gotcha. Yeah. Let's take them one at a time.
Yeah.
And let's start with number three first. So
yes.
Underestimating the cost. I'll bet you have heard this a million times. A lot of times people don't think about the what's going to go into the outside of the home until the very end, and then they talk about their budget being tapped out with everything that went into the building their home themselves, and you're kind of left with just the leftovers, right?
That is correct, and that's because they didn't plan soon enough. I mean, it's really important to get a landscape architect in as soon as you're really thinking about building a house or designing your house. So that way the architect or the home designer is working in tandem with the landscape architect so we could develop a cohesive budget prior to the homeowner getting a loan. Because mm-hmm. many times we could roll our fees and all the landscape costs right into their home loan.
Mm-hmm. And then if it's part of the home loan, you're talking about just a few dollars a month versus having to come out of pocket, for thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I've had a project a few years ago in Daniel Island where the builder told the client, expect $20,000 for planting. And when I met the homeowner, after they had all their financing and everything in order, I told them plan on $80,000 to $100,000, and she about had a heart attack. Mm-hmm. And she's like, what? And I said, no, because, I mean, you have your planting, you have your drainage, you have your hardscape, you have design fees. I said, plan on $80,000 to $100,000, and she's like, oh, no, no, no. So they said, well, maybe we'll get by with 50. When it was done, it was $80,000. In this case, I mean, it's happened again recently where I told the homeowner between $80,000 to $100,000, and ends up being like $130,000. That's because the ARB required a lot more hardscape detail work, and plant cost and construction costs have gone up 10% since we started the project.
Well, every homeowner that's building a new house has an image in their mind of the way they want their house to look on the inside, how it looks on the outside. And then there's kind of that harsh reality that hits them in the face sometimes when they realize, well, this is my dream home. I want this chandelier or I want this flooring, and then it's like you only have X amount for the allowance, and so for the flooring or for the lighting or that kind of thing. And so knowing what to expect up front is not going to give you that sticker shock down the road.
That's correct. And you just really think of it as an investment mm-hmm. versus it as an expense. That's the one thing I think in all these is just thinking about everything that you're doing as an investment towards your ultimate goal of creating your dream landscape or your dream home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They say you shouldn't always be thinking about resale, have that like at the top of your mind, but I always do. I think about like what is, if I do this, or if I don't do this, how is that going to affect things down the road? And, everybody has that dream house mentality in mind, and they want the beautiful, paved hardscapes in the backyard, and they might want a swimming pool, and they might want all these different things. And you have to plan on that so that you can afford it.
That's correct. And the great thing is, when you do all these things, typically a well-executed plan that goes into the reality of it, you'll increase your home value by 10% to 15%. And I can say it firsthand. When we sold our house last year, we had a small lot, but we had a very well thought out design for our home, and it sold for, I think, 18% higher per square foot price than any other home in our neighborhood. And the great thing was an architect bought it, So he had a designer eye, and he was just like, I love it.
Yeah.
And it
yeah.
makes a huge difference.
Well, you cannot ignore the outdoor living space. Everybody, that's really, really important to everyone now. And to put all your eggs in the one basket with the house itself, and then disregard what the outside of your house is going to look like. Somebody's going to buy your neighbor's house then who really did spend the time and money to create a really nice outdoor living space. What was the number two thing to avoid?
Yeah, our number two was believing everyone just needs a basic design and plan. Mm-hmm. I have lots of clients, they'll call me and say, you know what, we just need the minimum requirement to get approved by the ARB. And I get tired of hearing that because I understand it's just like everything's about, it goes back to the expense. Mm-hmm. But it's really important to think about if you're just getting the minimum required plan, does that mean what's going to be executed out of that minimum required plan? You need things to be really well thought out and executed. Again, going back to that investment, if you're building the home of your dreams or even a home that you're going to be in for the next 5 to 10 years, you want a well-executed plan that's going to bring you the increased value of your home so that way you go to sell it in the next 5 years. Or when you pull up every day and just sit there and you feel good coming into your home, mm-hmm. pulling up the driveway and walking through your garden and not be stressed out going, I really wish I would have done this, yep. or would have done that, because stress is what we try to avoid. You know, sometimes, you know, building a home or designing a landscape and installing it can be stressful, but we try to avoid that, especially when it's well executed, where you're just joyful every day you come home.
Yep. It is a kind of a painful experience to build a house, which you know kind of flies in the face of what you would think, but do it all at the same time, get it over with, because you're not going to want that hanging over your head going, oh, now we got to do this, and when the rest of your house is finished, you want it all to be done. And what was the number one?
Just hiring the cheapest designer and contractor,
right,
because
right.
you know there's this saying from years ago that some people might remember, Fram Oil commercial, pay me now or pay me later.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so just spend the investment money up front, hire a quality landscape architect and a contractor, and you'll get rewarded for that.
Well, and a lot of companies when they're bidding, and especially like even government agencies, they throw out the cheapest and the most expensive bid. That's kind of like a rule of thumb. And so you know that's definitely something. Especially if the cheapest one is like off by a lot, there's
yeah.
usually something that's missing, and
yeah.
it's too good to be true.
Mm-hmm. And I will. I mean, I would admit typically. Our fees are typically higher than other fees in the area, mm-hmm. but it's because they're very well thought out, and the level of detail that we're providing in our drawings is at a very high level,
mm-hmm.
so they could be executed at a high level.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that goes hand in hand.
Sure. Well, how could folks get more information about Remark Landscape Architecture?
They can go to our website, remarkstudiollc.com, or they can give us a call, 843-952-7817.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with landscape architect J.R. Kramer with Remark Landscape Architecture. Thanks, J.R.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com, home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.